Oh shit. We are live, I think. I hope. Doesn't seem it. We'll find out. Here we go, weekly wrap up. First show of 2024, because we didn't do the podcast. Thanks, Brock. He released the old episode that we did, which is him constantly shitting on the Warriors, which, so if I'm ever given a hard time about shitting on him for being a supporter of Josh Giddey and the Oklahoma City Thunder, I don't want to hear it, because he spent what had to have been 30 minutes on the Golden State Warriors, and he claims not to be a fan, but what do I know? What do I know? We have not much to get into, because it is just weekly wrap-up, so we're going to wrap up the week as we do. Black is going to join me. Our co-host Cody is down in Miami. He will not be on the show this week, either show. Black and I are recording tomorrow, but Cody is not going to be a part of either show. He's apparently deciding to take his vacation right at the start of the new year, which makes a ton of sense, apparently. But let's welcome my producer, Laka, to the show.
He is a bird because he's flying south for the winter. He's going on a cruise the exact day that it gets very cold out.
It's bullshit. He's missing the snowstorm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's flying south for the winter like a bird.
Well, he's not even flying. He's driving like
I know,
a dumbass.
Yeah, I know.
I would
23 hours.
That's the thing. Like, I complained when we went to Disney. I was like, I do not want to fly at all.
The problem with that is, like, especially if you're going on a cruise, when you get back and you just want to get home, like, when you get back to Miami after the cruise and you just want to get home,
you
gotta drive 23 hours to get home.
You're not getting home. Like, get ready to sit there. I would not be able to do a cruise.
Take your sweet ass time. Take a couple days to get home.
I would get so sick on a cruise. I just know it. It's that, like, trapped feeling. I feel like there's nowhere to go but vomit my brains out and hopefully not in someone's cabin under me.
I could probably only be on a boat for, like, a day.
Yeah, I could do, like, a day. A day max, I think.
Back in the day, when that was, like, the only way to travel, I guess you'd have to be fine with it because that was, like, the only way to get across the sea.
Well, that's why we didn't make it back then. That's why we're here doing this podcast. Because we did not make it over the harsh seas. How was your week? This is weekly wrap-up. How was your week?
It was good. I've seen you scrolling through the shorts, the clips and stuff. A lot of Shane Gillis news. And he's actually pretty funny. He's like an up-and-coming comedian.
I told you to watch his special like 3 weeks ago.
And now he's all over the place.
I remember where I was sitting at the bar in your place telling you to watch his special.
And
I showed you
his favorite video. It's just so funny that he thinks it's so funny to me. His favorite video, like ever, is of 9/11 and he laughs. it's
so fucked up. You sent that to me at like 2 a.m. I woke up.
I'm so glad you watched that though. But I only sent it to you because of his reaction to it. This girl's like screaming, like blood curdling scream, horrifying. He's like, oh, play it again. It's hilarious, but cut out the scream part.
I was appalled. I sat there and I was like, I don't think I can go to work today. Like, I feel like I just witnessed 9/11. Like, that scream made me feel like I was there. It hurt me.
Terror.
That's why they call it terrorism, baby.
Hey, yo.
So, before we get to any topics, Brock's not here to defend himself, but if he calls in later, I'll re-bring it back up. But I have a clip that we're going to play on our show. And Brock can get all pissed off he wants, but he shits on me fucking any chance he gets. And this clip is fucking proof of it. So we're doing Duh, It's a Podcast, After Dark, available on YouTube, Mondays, 8 p.m. live, Eastern. We're doing the show, and we had one other guest who we did the 4th of July show with I think it was the 4th of July show. I remember doing it in a bathroom with my headphones, and my sound was terrible. It's also bombed. It had to have been the 4th of July. And so we're doing the show, and then randomly, Brock brings up how it frustrates him when people like me comment on what's funny. It's like, oh, this is a wildly left field take. I didn't know this is what we're talking about. It's like, okay, I'll hear him out. And so he says, anything can be funny. And so I start to go, well, and then he completely cuts me off. He's like, oh, see, this is what I mean. This is that generation. It's like anything. And I was like, well, that's not what I was going to say. It was like, you bomb a lot and get pissed off at me when I bring it up. But then the part that appalled me the most, and I'm going to have this clip for Monday's show, is how did he describe it? He goes, I did stand-up comedy, so therefore I know. Basically insinuating, since I've never done stand-up comedy, I'm not allowed to comment on what's funny. I don't know what funny is. And it stopped me in my tracks. You can hear it on the show. I just stopped talking because I was floored. I didn't know what to say. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, if you were to use that logic with anything, he's not allowed to comment about concerts. He's never performed live on stage. He's not allowed to comment on professional sports. He's never played a professional sport. Do you see what I'm saying here? Do you see how crazy that statement is?
The only thing I agree with is that anything can be funny. Everybody has a different type of humor, but like you were saying, yeah, you can't just because so
apparently
everyone can have their opinions, sure.
Apparently not. Like, I'm not sure anything can be funny, I guess. But just because I haven't gone up and done stand-up, I think I can comment on what I find funny or not. And believe it or not, when you make a bomb of a joke, I don't find it funny. That's why I was hoping we would record this week, because I wanted to bring it up. But of course, he's sick. I hope he gets well soon. I wanted to bring it up, and then anytime he told a joke during the show, I was just going to no-sell him. Be like, oh, I don't know what funny is. I'm not allowed to laugh or comment. I don't know. It's an absolutely insane take. He's not a professional baker. He's not allowed to comment on pastries. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking insane. But so I'm going to have the clip, Laka and I, just Laka and I. So you're getting your fucking daily dose here, people. My producer. Producer. Let's get into some topics, I think. I just want to double check. We do have, there is a show coming up where I have a great song that we have to play. Courtesy of our boy, Unit Miles, but we'll get to that. Do we want to talk let's see. Let's do a choose your own adventure, shall we?
Those are fun.
I know. We have Family Matters actor Darius McCrary. He said he gave better head to Corrine Superhead Stephans than she ever gave him. We have a Brazilian woman cutting off her husband's penis and flushing it down the toilet for allegedly sleeping with her 15-year-old niece. Or we have Kai Cenat getting caught checking Nicki Minaj out on an Instagram post, which she later deleted because it was so obvious.
Yikes. Those all sound crazy.
Well, that's what this show is for. That and to air my grievances about my other shows. Do we need the Jeopardy music?
We might.
I'll pick for you, you dumb bitch. We'll Let's go with Superhead.
Yeah, that sounded crazy.
So
in order.
So yeah, that's true. That's technically, yeah, we might as well at this point. So I never watched Family Matters. That was certainly before my time.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Oh yeah. I watched Family Matters.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Mary Kate and Ashley shared the role of the baby in like every scene.
Are you thinking of Full House?
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, I am. Family Matters was Steve Urkel, which you definitely watched. You should have, because I watched that too. But anyway, I was saying, on Full House, every scene is different. It could be Mary Kate, it could be Ashley.
Or Bob Saget.
Yep.
That's not what I meant, Sean. I didn't mean they fucking shared his cock. Doesn't even make sense. He was the dad, I think. Yeah. Right?
Bob Saget's the dad of America. He's America's dad.
And then everyone was like appalled that he like had dirty comedy.
Yeah, I know. Everyone made a huge deal about that. God. But how would they know? They're not stand-up comedians.
And also, Arne and Brock. So God forbid we comment on this one, Brock.
And that was way back in the 90s, too. Everyone was so shocked that he was on a TV day-by-day sitcom and then proceeded to do actual comedy.
That show is very weird.
Both of them are. Family Matters is weird.
I can't even really think of any of the big sick. I was The Office. I liked The Office. Eventually we'll get to the story about Superhead and Giving Head, but it all ties together. It all matters, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
See, that's a bomb, Brock. I'm not afraid to admit it. He's not even here.
I don't
want to
discuss your family matters.
Thank you. Thank you. I was The Office.
It's more of a comedy than a sitcom.
Yeah. Wait, King of Queens.
Sitcom means, is that situational comedy?
I think so.
Sitcom.
I didn't like Seinfeld. I wasn't crazy about Seinfeld.
Yeah, me neither. I watched it, but I never was into it. What's the other one that was good?
Friends. I wasn't that into Friends. I just thought Jennifer Aniston was hot.
Yeah.
But she is. She still is.
Right. She still is. The Microsoft 98 lady. Windows 98.
Damn right. There wasn't many sitcoms. If it wasn't on ESPN, I probably did not watch it. All right, let's talk about Head. So,
I'm looking at Fresh Prince of Bel-Air right now.
I was not.
Continue.
I was not a Fresh Prince guy.
I loved that show.
I was never on the bandwagon. I was never a Will Smith guy. I deserve credit for that.
The Cosby Show.
I bet you were into Cosby, you sick fuck.
Lil Bill.
What was your favorite part about the Cosby Show, Laga?
He's really good at making drinks.
If you couldn't sleep at night, Bill Cosby had a remedy. Believe me, you. All right, let's talk about Head. Family Matters actor Darius McCrary. I'm convinced I'm saying that wrong. McCrary said he gave better Head to Corinne Superhead Stephens than she ever gave him. Now, what does that make his nickname? If she's Superhead, does that make him Super Duper Head?
Mega. Better.
Mega Head.
Yeah.
Power Head. Also, do you think he blew himself? Or I also don't like giving girls oral head. That feels odd to me. It feels kind of gay. Unfortunately. I don't think Sean likes this chick. He's not a fan, which is fine. Apparently she gave super at, which is again fine. Now, how do you think he measured up who gave the best head? Like, was it a competition between the two?
I think it's just a mental thing. Like, everyone can have their own opinion. So one person might find it better than the other. I don't know.
I find that very hard to believe. If you're bad at head, you're bad.
Yeah.
Like the, and you're not going to be the one to teach them, because then they're going to be like, well, how do you know so much about sucking cock? Like, well, listen, honey. Listen. Jaws of life.
Jeez.
What? Speaking of penises and jaws, is that transition? It might. Well, this guy's transitioning.
Well.
Brazilian woman cuts off a husband's penis and flushes it down the toilet for allegedly sleeping with her 15-year-old niece. Also, the story was liked by Jay Babcock for some reason. So Jay's just predicting the stories that we do, but won't come on the show. Okay.
He was on two shows?
Yes.
Two shows, yeah.
Yeah, because there's the clip of him being like, oh, I know all of this information about VR porn, but I've never done it. And before you could even say that, both Miguel and I were like, so clearly you've done it. Like, I would have led with the fact that you didn't do it. Now I don't believe you. Anyways, penis flushed down the toilet. A woman in Brazil faces charges after she lopped her off. I hate this
can't
website.
Even say it.
I can't. Lopped off her husband's penis after learning he allegedly had sex with her 15-year-old niece. So this story has so many layers. This is an onion.
So he deserves it.
I imagine so, yeah. That seems like the consensus here, Lack. But there's plenty more to go. The 34-year-old woman told all... I am fucking struggling. Told officers in a place near Sao Paulo. Said that one wrong, too. That she cut off her husband's member and flushed it down the toilet after finding out about him and the teen. She revealed to cops that she lured him into the bedroom, tied his arms and legs to the bed, but instead of getting rowdy with it, the woman pulled out a razor and chopped off his genitalia.
Yikes.
Ow. At first when I read this story, I thought potentially it happened when he was, like, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Wow. Yeah, no. I can't imagine.
That. Again, you thought this story was weird. It gets weirder, I promise. She confessed to taking a picture of the severed organ before flushing it down the toilet.
Wow.
So like a trophy buck. She took a picture with her prey, I guess.
Or she kind of did commit a crime and then take a picture of the scene.
Good job, Detective Blacka. The woman explained
you did
that
deserve
she...
it, though.
Now you're not being a detective. You're playing good cop, bad cop right now, and I don't need that.
An
the woman explained.
A member for a member.
Okay. What are we going to... Yeah, we should lop off one of her titties. One nipple. Give us one nipple. And then we flush it down the toilet and take a selfie with it. The woman explained that she flushed away the penis because she had heard it was possible to reattach it. Now that, I don't know if that's true. And I find it very hard to believe. How?
It is true.
Not a gecko tail.
Well, you can attach an arm or a leg or a finger. Not in a whole arm.
Not a third leg.
Fingers and toes for sure.
I'm talking about a wiener.
Your wiener, yes.
There's no chance.
I mean, not the whole thing.
Right, I guess there's no cartilage or anything in
it. It's not like a starfish. Don't listen to him.
I mean, it's kind of. But it's just skin. blood vessels inside.
I guess it would, if you just kept it there long enough, just grow back in, into place.
No,
there's not a chance. No. You would have a nub. You would have a little nub.
It'll feel, but it won't be the same.
No, it certainly won't.
It certainly won't.
Well, also, we're talking about all of this.
Depends on how much.
I imagine she took quite a bit of it. If she took a selfie with it, like it's a hot dog at a baseball game. Look, it's the show, all right.
Before she took a picture.
That's a good idea.
Between her buns?
You asked for it.
Listen.
No, I asked who you were talking about. You put a headphone in my
ear. I didn't want to explain it, so I let you listen.
Well, look, we paint a good picture on this show. No one can ever say that about us. A woman accompanied by her brother reportedly turned herself into police on December 22nd. She says, quote, "Good evening, officer. I came to introduce myself because I just cut off my husband's penis." She reportedly greeted officers when she walked into the station. Now, like, you do it in a Brazilian accent.
But why did she do it?
Because he allegedly slept with her 15-year-old niece.
Good for her.
He did deserve it.
Yeah. Pedophile.
Well,
won.
They both committed crimes.
What was her crime? Well,
what was her what?
She doing when she cut it off?
That's a good question. Is it illegal to cut off someone's appendage?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes.
Then she committed a crime.
It depends. Was he swinging it around in public view? Was this?
No, she lured him in to have sex with him and then tied him to the bed and cut his wiener off.
Okay.
So also, she's...
battery.
Correct.
Yes, right?
Hashtag he too. Wait, we're losing the plot here. He slept with a 15-year-old. Hashtag fuck him.
He deserved it. He's a pedophile. Fucking creep. Cradle robber.
Her 39-year-old husband, also unnamed, was rushed to hospital. Rushed to the hospital, you dumbasses. Though his condition is unknown, I can't imagine it's great. The woman has been charged with attempted murder and remains in custody.
Okay, so what? Because it's a female on male sex crime. Now it's.
I think it's
murder?
The fact
Where,
that she used a knife.
Is this?
Brazil.
Brazil.
He said Brazilian accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you to do a Brazilian accent. Shout out to all my Brazilian butt lifts out there too. Police are investigating the woman's claim that he was sleeping with her teen. The age of consent in Brazil is 14. That's fucking insane.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
I did not know that.
Me neither. I told you, the story gets weirder and weirder.
Well, hold on. The age of consent is one thing, but...
Yeah, she probably didn't consent to it,
no, it was incest. No. Well,
I was gonna say
consent in California is also like 14, 15, so it doesn't change the fact that she's a minor.
That's true.
Or related to him. I mean, we are skipping over that part, too.
It is incest.
Isn't illegal in every country.
Well, it should be. If I was a dictator, I wouldn't.
Incredibly unhealthy.
Yeah, correct. Look at some of the weird dog breeds we have now. Crossbreeding is not great. Abolish crossbreeding.
Incest, inbreeding, I think is the term that you're looking for.
That too. I just like saying crossbreeding because I thought it would lead into my next story, but it does not.
Well, not different species, but different breeds. That's
I was hoping it would transition into this next story. It doesn't. I'm losing my steam here. My boy Kai Cenat. Embarrassing moment. Before the Christmas break, he had Nicki Minaj on one of his streams. I happen to find his streams very entertaining. I think he is a great entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
He has Nicki Minaj on. And she, of course, takes an Instagram picture because she's going to promote that she's on his live stream. And in the picture, she's, in Kai's defense, bent over like the letter L. Well,
okay.
You know, a right angle, if you will.
Down L?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was looking for. And Kai Cenat's eyeballs are staring directly into her asshole. I mean, they are. He's not even giving a remote attempt to play it off. He is staring a hole through her butt crack. It is.
Well, she put it in his face. So
technically. Then she did delete the post, so that's always very embarrassing, because now everyone has seen that the post is deleted. So Nicki Minaj is like, in her defense, she's, you know, married, so probably not a great look, but Kai, come on. At least put the hand up, pretend like you're sneezing, get your face.
No, but dude, she's the one that is sticking it everywhere.
This is also true. This is also true.
Yeah, but it doesn't look good if he's staring at it, which is probably why she took it down. It has...
No, but it's...
What is she known for?
Exactly. I don't know.
Music? Her music.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So she could walk down the street and just, like, pull her pants down, and then everyone else is in trouble.
Well, I'm not saying he should be in trouble.
I'd be willing to take that trouble if that happened to me. Like, I'm willing to take this fall. This one's for the boys. The boys that didn't make it back. Shouts to my girl, Nikki. I love me some Nikki. Let's go from... How do I transition from big butts to beating children? Let's talk about Tyreek Hill.
Babysitting?
Well, I mean, if you want to go from big butts to beating children, you just kind of got to go, you know what, maybe I shouldn't.
No, babysitting is the best.
Yeah, you ever heard of babysitting?
You just
got to
make a little U-turn.
Which is exactly what we're going to do, because we all remember the Tyreek Hill story. Apparently beat the shit out of his kid.
What?
His house.
I would need to know who that is in order to actually...
NFL football player. Wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. His house caught fire a few days ago. Everyone's fine. They're working on the house. He's got plenty of money, no problem. Now, the picture they used is just a close-up of his face, and he does look like an angry person. Now, the fire reportedly was... lit by a child playing with a lighter. Now the top comment on this tweet is a picture, is a gif of somebody slamming a child's head off the railing of steps, and it says Tyreek Hill when the media is uncovering him, to his kid for starting the fire, which I don't find that funny. Find it ironic.
Monster, by the way.
No one's ever fucking called it a banister, you dick.
Well, how else does it have a name, then?
Do you call it a colander? No, it's a strainer.
Oh, you mean, oh, what the fuck's her name? Fucking ukulele girl.
What?
Is her last name colander?
Yes, yeah. It's like, who the fuck are you talking about? Yes, her. I wonder what happened to her. We should follow up with her. I wonder if she's made new music.
Oh, I hope so.
I genuinely hope so. I mean, the toxic gossip train was that should have been a number one hit. Like that, the fact that that didn't blow up.
People
honestly,
made
that
it into a Guitar Hero song.
Perfect. I would play Guitar Hero just to play that song.
It's so
I can recite that song word for word. I can't play the ukulele, but I just can play with mine. Oh, God. It's disgusting. You want to talk about losing weight?
Sure.
Big Boy says at one time he weighed 500 pounds. What did he do with these 500 pounds, you ask? Well, he hid two firearms in his body fat, and the guns were never found.
What?
Let me explain. He used his flabs to hide firearms.
Okay. You put a couple nines in his fat.
What? Yes. Fine. Fine. Now, there's always been the joke, oh, fat people save their food for later by putting it in their flabs. Now, that's never realistic. No one's ever said that. And had that happened, I don't think. I'm trying to be a sensitive person. Now
he's got those guns so he can keep people away from his food.
I think the size of him, 500 pounds, might do it. I don't know if you need the firearm. if I'm going to be completely honest. 500 pounds is quite menacing to me.
Well, that's because you weigh a fifth of that.
Which is fine. Now, it says he used to weigh 500 pounds. Also, he snitched on himself, because now feds are going to be like, oh, dude, we're behind the guns now, big boy. Let me open up them flaps.
Gross.
500 pounds is insane. Like, that's insane. It's like the weight of a Prius.
You win a prize. My 700-pound life.
Oh, I love that show.
TLC is so weird.
TLC is the best fucking channel ever. I love every show on there. MILF Manor. MILF Island.
Every show is just so out of left field.
600-pound life is great. The one with Shauna Ray with the fucking pedophile-like guy because she looks like she's like...
To Catch a Predator or whatever?
Nope, that's Chris Hansen's show.
Yeah, that's so weird, dude.
What is wrong with you? I hope you bring this fire when we record tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we have that fucking clip we need to get to. And I also want to find TLC clips because it's a great show.
Wild,
so remember, TLC stands for the Learning Channel, and they have a show where it's moms and sons on an island where the sons hook up with other mothers on the Learning Channel. What are you learning? Well,
yeah, I'm learning a lot. The birds and bees.
Mommy, you never told me it was this fun. Also, there's sad news in the gaming world today.
Oh, yeah?
I think we might end on this. There's sad news in the gaming world. Kim Kardashian's game is officially closing down after a decade.
Kim Kardashian's game? She has a video game?
Yeah. She had a mobile game. I believe it was called Kim Kardashian's Hollywood. Where... I don't fucking know what she did. I just wanted to talk about Kim Kardashian so I could say she's hot. Okay. Is that so wrong of me? Does that make me a bad guy?
Probably. I don't make you a bad guy, but it gives you bad taste.
Never said I've been one for good taste.
You like scissor? I would say that's good taste.
Thank you.
There you go.
Exactly. They call me the tasteful one on this show. Because I refrain from calling you a retard for messing up multiple times tonight, Laka. Confusing Family Matters with Full House is...
Oh, I know.
Odd to me.
Look, those were a couple decades ago. Wow, that's insane. Almost 20 years ago, those shows were on TV.
You're showing your age.
Yeah. My Yankee is showing.
That just... Okay. Trying to think there's anything else I wanted to
bring
up.
That's my favorite thing to say when I accidentally say wicked in front of someone.
What?
Oh, my Yankee is showing.
Put it away.
That's an awful saying. You would be fine if you never, ever said that again, honestly.
Well, I like it, and that's my opinion.
Oh. Excuse the fuck out of me. Oh, I don't know what I wanted to say. So I led the show with this, where Brock, like I said, get well soon. We recorded an episode like a month ago, like right when Draymond Green got suspended. And he spent, I shit you not, no less than 30 minutes talking about the Warriors. And it gets to the point where I don't even know if I can't remember because it was a month ago. I don't even know if I was sitting at the microphone. Like I had to have gotten up and walked away. And then eventually I get back and I was like, you're still talking about this? Let's move on. And then I'm not allowed to talk about the Thunder at all, but I can't wait to play this Brock clip for you because it's just so insane. Because I've never done stand-up, I don't know what funny is, and I'm not allowed to comment on what is funny or what is not funny. So in that case, Brock, if we're going by those rules, these shows are about to get a lot more fucking boring, you dick.
Shane Gillis thinks that 9/11 is the funniest thing ever to him.
For some reason. I think what's more funny is being the less famous Bin Laden. That's comical to me. Okay. Apparently not to anyone else. Do you have any final thoughts?
I don't know. Give a hug. Take a hug.
No,
preferably
you.
To someone around your age.
Yeah,
interesting.
Don't go around hugging strangers. That's fucking gross. Hug your families.
I'm abstaining from the hugging culture in 2024. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to go with sending messenger pigeons. I think we need to revert back to our ways.
Yeah.
That's my final thought. Not really. My final thought is to go follow the Instagram at the Wrap It Up Podcast _ between each word. Wacky and I, back in the stoop. Back in the
hopefully
stoop.
Soon. Maybe tomorrow.
This is the fucking rumors. I don't like to spread rumors. Who am I kidding? I love rumors. I do a show on stories that I don't spend half a second seeing if they're true or not. I love rumors. Rumor on the streets are saying. Back in the stew like soup. We're going to have the Brock clip because it's... I don't even know what the fuck that means. It's just weird and odd. I think UFC might be back as well, so we might. When I've given out picks on the show, I've been winning, but as of right now, I'm so fucking ice cold, I'm going to foreclose my house. I'm ice cold, so I need to bounce back in the worst way.
Yeah, me too.
Sean is calling us raunchy, I think, which is really insulting. Sean, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Really is. Really is. Also, I need more parkour videos, pal, so I can keep using them for my clip of the week on Brock Show. That's called outsourcing, baby. Follow the Instagram. Check out the website. Give us a review. 5 stars. We only do 5 stars. You know, if you give 4, it's like, ate me out, but I didn't really get there. And you're like, come on. Like, it was still enjoyable. So just do the 5 stars. You know the best part about 5 stars?
No. What's the best part about 5 stars?
You can give us 5 stars for free. So follow the Instagram, go to the website, and subscribe on Spotify. Subscribe here. We'll have the replay up very, very soon. Check us out. We'll be back here next Friday, of course. Hopefully, Cody is back with a nice, refreshing suntan. Hopefully, he brings it. However, I have a feeling if he's getting back when I think he is, he won't even be on the show. If I had to take a guess. But we'll find out. So you have to follow the Instagram so I can't, or so I don't post about it, but you can stay interested. And Monday on Spotify, check out the new episode for Laka and I. We will talk to you then. Peace.